This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
There is a new exhibit at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Yes, some new pieces on loan from regional museums, including the Eureka Historical Museum, the Cherokee Heritage Center in Tahlequah, the Clinton Library in Little Rock, and the Daisy Airgun Museum in Rogers.
Yes, this exhibit is up through January of next year, and it follows a similar exhibit that had items on loan from places like the Pea Ridge National Military Park, the Rogers Historical Museum, the University Museum at the U of A, and the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale.
They had the little, like, it was like built into the wall and
right.
had the glass there that you could see the little pieces. It was like artifacts from the area.
That kind of tell the history
of the Ozarks, kind of.
Yeah, so it's a partnership between Crystal Bridges Museum and other area museums.
Right.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the Shiloh Museum, which was in that first one, a new exhibit there is made up of artifacts from the University Museum.
Very excited about this
yes.
one. The permanent open to the public home of the museum closed several years ago, but as Ozarks at Large's John Schleiss reports, the collection remains intact.
It's not often that one local museum showcases the collection of another museum, but that's happening this week as the Fayetteville meteorite, a black bear, and glowing minerals go on display at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. The items come from the University of Arkansas Museum Collections, which had an exhibit hall in the Fieldhouse on Garland Avenue until 2003. Curator of Collections Mary Suter says the museum's exhibit hall, administrative offices, and education department were all closed down for budgetary reasons. Suter now manages a vast collection of artifacts covering several studies.
Obviously, we have a very large archaeological collection. We have the largest collection of artifacts collected from Arkansas. We have a costume collection. Like, we have lots of UA band jackets through time. We have an ethnographic collection that centers on Africa and Mexican masks and a lot of historic Native American pieces. We have a geology collection that includes rocks, minerals. We have a history collection that has a very large pressed glass component. And then, of course, we have the zoology collection, which is skins, skulls, and some hole mounts, and then fluid specimens.
Suter says that the collection has 7.5 million artifacts in all. She says, however, that a lot of those artifacts are very small, like projectile points or bunches of small fish and bluff shelter seeds. Suter says the University Museum started in the geology department in the late 1800s as a sort of way to collect different minerals to show students. At the time, there was a growing search for the mineral wealth of Arkansas. That collection then morphed into a cabinet of curiosities, accepting other artifacts, like Native American pottery and cultural relics. Suter says the museum's first director, Sam Dillinger, felt that artifacts found in Arkansas should remain in Arkansas, so he organized the formal museum and began building up other segments like zoology and history. This year is the 140th anniversary of that original geology collection, according to records, and today the collection remains intact and continues to grow, even though much of it rarely gets out in front of the public. Besides a small exhibit space on the fifth floor of Old Main, some objects go out on loan to other museums. Suter says it's nice to have a variety of the different types of objects in the collection on display locally at the Shiloh Museum. The director of the Shiloh Museum, Alan Lord, says she has two main goals for this exhibit, which opens this week.
The exhibit is really about two things. One is a little bit about the history of the museum, which started more or less in 1873. And therefore was marking the 140th year this year. And it will talk a little bit about how it went from different professors collecting things to use in their classes to becoming more of both a research collection and a show exhibit collection. So we'll talk about that history. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that I really want to emphasize is, since the museum as a public space closed in 2003, the collections that are now 140 years old or less are still around. They still exist, and they're still used both for research within the university and outside the university, and by museums like myself and others that borrow things for exhibit and other purposes.
Lord worked at the University Museum as the registrar back when the exhibit space was still open, so she's familiar with a lot of the objects. She says she's trying to recreate some of the exhibits from the old museum.
Figuring out what to show was very difficult, so I hope I've given a good cross-section of that, of what's there. And I think, especially for those who remember going to the University Museum over the years, whether it was in Old Main, Hotz Hall, or in the old field house, there'll be some things that I hope they'll say, I remember that. In fact, we have three really, little collections that kind of duplicate, in small sense, an exhibit that was in the museum at one time.
One of those is a glass case of minerals, simple-looking rocks, some about the size of a bicycle helmet. But under a black light, the minerals begin to glow. They shine a deep purple and gold, while others shine turquoise green. The exhibit also features several study skins of different animal specimens. For Lord, one really stands out.
One of my favorite items in this whole exhibit is in the study skin section, and it was something that came in after I worked there, so I'd never seen it. And it's called a green spider monkey. It's relatively small, and it's laid out in what we've called the speed racer position, with arms fully out in front and legs fully out, so it's somewhat flat, of course. There's no skeleton in it, but it's slightly green. It has a little widow's peak like Eddie Munster, and it's just an amazing, amazing specimen. It's one of my favorites.
Some of the other animals on display are suspended in alcohol in large glass jars. There's a large frog, snakes, and minnows, of which he's actually taking guesses on the total, kind of like jelly beans in a jar. Lord says some visitors may not be particularly fond of the suspended animals, but there are several other objects of curiosity. A large organ-like piece sits in a corner. Lord says this piece will be popular for anyone with a connection to the University of Arkansas.
We actually have the early furniture piece, which is a keyboard and a timer that were in Old Main and was the carillon, the chiming and the music that came out of the towers of Old Main to mark the changing of classes and the hours. So this, before it became highly technical, this keyboard and its electric system and timer was what people heard coming off of Old Main. So it's a quintessential University of Arkansas piece of equipment.
There's also a section pulled from the old museum's discovery room, a room specifically designed for children to learn about science by interacting with the objects. The museum's curator of zoology, Nancy McCartney, helped organize it in the 1990s.
This was really the idea of Johnny Gentry, who was the director then, and Bob Winkleman, who was the exhibit specialist. And at that time, we were in what we call it, the old men's gym. And downstairs was this great big old room that people had used for dance classes for years and years back in the day when it was the gym. And so they decided that they would turn this into a room for kids, which is what many museums have, because it's important to get little children who have a lot of curiosity and a lot of energy interested in things. There is a magic of things. To see a real object is fascinating. You can see a picture in a book, but to see the real thing is astounding.
Alan Lord at the Shallow Museum expands on this by saying that museums provide a diverse way of learning. It's not just about sitting there and being lectured at. It's about interactivity with the objects and the people around you. She says it's also about contributing to the curation of an exhibit. She says she remains hopeful that one day the university will reopen the University Museum.
To me, it's a matter of commitment and certainly a matter of money. But I don't think the University of Arkansas has ever backed away from a challenge when it was put forward. And it certainly would be a challenge to bring something back, but the elements are there. I would love to see a university museum again. I think I was once told by someone in Florida, which has some very great museums and a great university museum, that I think the phrase he used was, every great university has a great museum. And if you think of the Harvard, of course, and Yale, and some of the better institutions, Florida being one of them, have great museums. I would say the same thing and have said about a county or a city or a state. And certainly I'd like to say that Springdale is a great city, and it has a great museum. I think the same could be said of Rogers. And so I'd like that to be said about the University of Arkansas.
Well, until the university reopens the museum, you can see a selection of the objects at the Shallow Museum beginning this week. The Shallow Museum is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free. For more information about the Chalet Museum or the University of Arkansas Museum Collection, visit our website, kuaf.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.